Except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. One of the things that I was reading, and I apologize, I was on the phone during the break and getting a field report from a state representative listening to the show this morning, said you have to understand that basically these bills and these situations are being fought by the Republicans to show the new leadership that's coming. And listening to the show, he says people have to understand they're doing everything they can to fight back. Well, one of the things you have to understand is that some of these bills have consequences. Former Antrim County Commissioner, State Representative candidate Christian Marcus, texting into the show during the break, or actually before the break, said you have to understand, Randy, that the homeless bill opens the door for a litany of fraudulent claims of homelessness coming from people who rent property and share rent. All kinds of other things basically could come as a result of some of these bills. Well, when the Republicans walked out, the Democrats were able to pass about 60 bills. And we talked about the prison correction workers, conservation officers, state police motor carrier officers are now going to be made part of the Michigan State Police retirement system. Expanding basically their retirement plan to these other workers, not just for state troopers. And we already mentioned the fact that the safe driving package didn't move either. Well, Speaker of the House Tate, speaking about the Republicans' political stunt, no matter who performed it, kind of nudging a little bit Democrat Betsy Cofia from the 103rd. He used words like shameful, disappointing to describe what the Republicans did, but there were a few Democrats that were in that group as well. Karen Winsett. Well, her name showed up on the tally board still as being white. She was abstaining. And she was standing in the exit next to the rostrum up on the speaker's stage. Reporters were told that she was ill and was having an emergency situation, meaning that the Democrats would no longer have a quorum in the House after the Republicans left if Winsett actually left the room. The clerk closed the board and basically shut it down. Democrats went into caucus. Well, heading into the evening session, other Democrats, State Representative Peter Hartsburg, Tulio Liberati of Allen Park, along with Shannon, basically were leaving the building putting on their winter coats. Suddenly, everybody started to stand up, putting coats on, and picking up their bags. Well, at that point, the mutiny was on. It was over. They were done as well. So the majority floor leader, Ashish from Hamtramck, let the members know that there'd be no further voting and that the House was adjourned. Well, Matt Hall quickly emerged onto the House floor and perhaps was only the only legislator in the room who had a smile on his face. He said out loud on the House chamber as the Democrats were preparing to leave, "Tate is a failed leader who can't bring people together." That was the parting comment that could be heard on the House chamber floor as they adjourned for the weekend. Couldn't even bring his own Democrats together. Basically getting about half of what they were hoping to accomplish on Friday. Well, these actions, these short bills that they did pass, what does it actually mean to the Michigan State Troopers retirement system? Doors are open for teachers, correction workers to get into the pension system. Correction workers, conservation officers, state police, motor carrier officers are now all allowed to join the Michigan State Troopers retirement system. Additionally, new and even current teachers will now be able to get into the school employees pension fund under House Bill 6660, which passed without its partner bill, 6061. That would have expanded pension options to state employees. Well, state employees didn't get it, but the teachers did. Of course they did. Why? Because the unions for the teachers give to the Democrats in lockstep. Without even talking about it, without even having a voice, that's what happens with their union dues. Well, earlier in the afternoon, in the absence of the Republicans, the Democrats passed House Bills 4665, 66, and 67, thereby allowing correction officers in the prisons, motor carrier officers, and others to be able to join the pension, bringing back something that was taken away by the Republicans a decade ago. I'm just appalled that the Republican colleagues did not stand up for these bills, said Jen Hill, the incumbent Democrat from Marquette, who did not win re-election. She's being replaced by the weatherman, Republican from that district. She said, Hill said, that the pension option was something that had been asked for by the correction officers during informational pickets over the summer. It is a great day for all correction officers working across the state of Michigan in these adverse conditions. We are thousands of officers below our current needs right now, and it's a sad day that Republicans could not help us get these bills passed. The Department of Corrections has been trying to shore up a shortage of staff. And at one point, the union asked Governor Gretchen Whitmer to even call in the Michigan National Guard to help back them up with the shortage of officers needed to run our state's prison systems. Well, one of the sponsors, Amos O'Neill, Democrat of Saginaw, said these bills will now help us get more officers in the door. Being able to offer this type of pension is an added benefit that I'm sure many people will now consider working for the Michigan prison system. Well, on the teacher front, because we always talk about the teachers union, House Bill 6060 that passed now means that the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System, known as MPSRS, would be opened up to give new and current teacher employees the option between a pension benefit and a defined contribution plan for their retirement. Current school employees could jump into the pension plan between January 1st and April 1st, 2025. If the House bill passes the Senate and is signed into law this week. Coalition for Secure Retirement Chair Nick Cimarato said there were 500 open positions in the state and that the bills will help recruit and retain talent for these public teaching positions. Michigan's shortage of teachers, public safety officers, and other vital public employees threaten to harm the quality of life for Michiganders in communities all across the state. Well, the conservative think tank, Mackinac Center for Public Policy, Senior Director of Fiscal Policy, Michael Lefebvre, said returning to the pension system is a bad idea. Politicians have an incentive to offer generous benefits and don't pay for them down the road. It then becomes an expense of the taxpayers across the entire state. Promises can be made, but most of the time not kept, unless they raise taxes on the people of the state of Michigan. Lefebvre also added that pensions aren't fair to state employees because it didn't let them move that pension if they wanted to go to another job. Also, it only is allowed for limited involvement in how the money is actually invested. He doesn't see any policies actually being reversed, and Whitmer still has the power to veto any of these bills, said Lefebvre. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Mac up in St. Ignace, I just sent you the text message. He texted me, Missy, and he said, way to go, trucker. He's going to get more information about Missy's program, see about the cost, how it works for him with a free phone consultation. And then take advantage of the program starting probably next year. So good luck to you, Mac. Let me know how it goes. But you can go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, listen to interviews 2 and 4, then call 269-964-4044 or schedule a consult right there on the website. She's also going to include stem cell patches for the first 30 days of your fat burning program. So get a hold of her. Greatly appreciate you asking and good luck to you. One last wrap up on this last story about the pension fund. It's interesting, Michael LaFaith said of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, when the Democrats, politicians offer these generous benefits, but then don't pay for them down the road, it then becomes an expense to taxpayers across the entire state. He added that pensions aren't fair to state employees, again, because they don't allow them to move the pension if they go to another job. Whitmer still has the power to veto any bills. Question is, will she? Well, based on this, allowing the teachers to open up their options, probably not. Why? Because she gets so much support. Many of the Democrats in Lansing get so much support from the Democrat teachers' unions. So there's probably no chance of this getting vetoed. It's going to go through. We will be talking, God willing, probably 10 years from now, we'll be talking about the pension fund being underfunded and having to raise taxes, shift money around in Lansing to pay for it. But that's the way the Democrats operate. If you got the money in hand right now, the taxpayers' money, you spend it. If you don't, oh, that doesn't matter. We'll come up with the money somehow, some way down the road. Just basically the nature of the beast. Well, again, with the Republicans walking out of the chamber on Friday afternoon after the show was over, it's kind of a sign as to what's coming in January. The phone call I took from a state rep during the break, last bottom of the hour news, said that they are pretty unified in how they're going to operate come January. whether you like Matt Hall or not, the caucus is demanding that they stand strong and stand up to these Democrats' policy agenda items. With a two-seat majority in the Senate, it'll come down to two Democrats. So far, under Winnie Brings' leadership as the majority leader in the Senate, they appear to be pretty much in agreement with the governor. But there's one problem. There's two chambers in Lansing. And with the Republicans now having 58-52 majority, new Speaker Matt Hall, appears that some state reps are finally standing up, pushing him to be more fiscally responsible. All of this crazy spending is going to come to a halt starting in January. Now, the question is going to be, are the Democrats in the Senate and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, are they going to be willing to work with Matt Hall and the Republicans? Perhaps do some things that the Republicans want in order to get something in return. Because if not, folks, this is gridlock in Lansing for the next 2 years. Why? Because the House has control over appropriations. When it comes to spending, the spending bills have to start in the House. My question, if gridlock truly sets in, are they even going to be able to pass a budget? Because I don't think the House Republicans are showing any appetite for an $82 billion budget when it comes to next year's budget. I think there's going to be major cuts. Additionally, more and more people are going to start announcing they're running for governor in 2026. Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, has already announced he's running as an independent. Jocelyn Benson's rumored to be making an announcement probably right after the first of the year, if not sooner. That's going to open up the door and force Republican candidates to start making their announcements. Well, when that happens, they are going to be putting out their policies for running for governor, and that's going to change the dialogue down in Lansing. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. How will candidates for governor change what happens legislative agenda starting next year, January 2025? Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have